What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today highlighting another awesome AI marketing tool. And this one is called Story AI, STORI. And I wanted to talk about this tool today because just yesterday on our Daily Digest episode, we were covering the Einstein agents that Salesforce had introduced to their CRM or their Einstein AI platform. And I made the comment that marketing agents were only going to be a matter of time and that they were really just around the corner, hopefully. And I just so happened to be perusing the tools that are highlighted on the rundown.ai website, and I came across Story Marketing. And I will just read you the little excerpt from the rundown.ai website describing the tool, and it's also the headline on the website that we'll be checking out in just a second. And it literally reads, "Your marketing done with AI agents." So I definitely had to check it out in today's episode. I dropped the link to the Story website in the show notes, of course. And I think that I will plan on doing, or what I will plan on doing is just going through and doing a bit of an overview of the tool today. We'll hop through the website and cover the features and the pricing, so on and so forth. And then in tomorrow's episode, I think I will dive into the tool and we will take a little look at how this works as a user, or as far as the user experience goes. As a marketer in particular, we'll see if this agent experience actually is something that can be impactful and legitimately remove repetitive work tasks or workflows from our day-to-day, or if it's really just kind of a gimmick at this point, if there isn't something real behind it, like a Salesforce amount of data or development in case of Einstein agents, and it's just kind of for show. We'll see. Okay, so hopping over to the website here, I'm going to share my screen for anybody who's watching on video. And the tagline on the website, or under the headline that we already read here, is it says using Story feels like having branding, content marketing, and social media experts in a single workspace. Sounds cool, right? As far as what they're offering, this is definitely the kind of the vision when it comes to like an agentic AI, essentially being able to offload an enormous amount of work or in man hours, essentially to a tireless AI agent or system that's been specifically fine tuned to deal with the situation. Of course, they have to include their accolades and their mentions as well. And they also mentioned some of the big names in tech that they are working with. They were featured on Product Hunt and the Product of the Week and the Product of the Day, as well as the runner-up for Marketing Product of the Year. It looks like they include the logos of 500 Global, which is a venture capital firm that must be backing them, I'm assuming, as well as the logos of Google and Microsoft and NVIDIA. So, you know, just three of the biggest names in AI right now. We've mentioned all those names several times on this show. The main callouts or kind of feature callouts on their homepage are the following. They say personal and business brands from scratch. Get full strategy and recommendation, anything for your branded content, and plan, schedule, and publish with ease. So it looks like, you know, and they offer a demo call to action after each of these. So it looks like you'll be able to import stuff from an existing website, and they'll kind of build you a brand platform from scratch. Using that, they'll also be able to give some AI-generated strategy and recommendation. And then they say that you can simply upload any sort of content or photos, whether it's stock or photos that you've taken, and they will publish it into branded content for you. And then, of course, you'll be able to schedule and publish and plan those posts as well within the tool. And like I said, they ask you to schedule a demo after each of these callouts and a bit of a description of each of the tools. They go on to highlight the numerous integrations that they have, and this is always good to see, the fact that a tool will work with the majority, if not all, of the tools and platforms that we've already integrated into our marketing workflows. And a lot of these are actually appear to be coming soon, but the current integrations are going to include all of the main social media platforms. You have X, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and even Pinterest, and Dropbox as well right now as far as a file sharing platform. But there are a ton of cool integrations that are coming soon. This includes TikTok and Reddit, Canva, Slack, Also Jira, which is a project management software. They have GitHub and Notion and Zapier and Linear. So tons of very popular tools as well that are going to be added into this integration. Continuing down the page, it also looks like they have a mobile app that's coming soon. And the effort there is to allow you to do some real on-the-spot kind of sharing or content generation with your mobile device, whatever photos you're taking out in the world in real time, that can then be immediately be published with your specifications and your brand guidelines by these agents for you. So simply just provide them the materials and the assets as you would maybe a social media manager or a brand expert or a content expert. And it sounds like that would be a pretty powerful feature to be able to simply send the content directly to your agents from your device, and it can be immediately processed or published to your brand channels. Definitely check out the customer website. They have a few customer testimonials here. But the next section that I wanted to touch on is a few of the FAQs, the frequently asked questions. There were a couple in here that I think were worth just calling attention to. And the first one is how Story is better than other marketing or AI marketing tools. And we cover a lot of AI marketing tools here. So I wanted to see how they kind of differentiate themselves. And basically they respond saying that Story AI stands out by deeply understanding your brand's foundation and using that insight for every piece of content it creates. It leverages the newest state-of-the-art AI models to ensure everything is perfectly aligned with your brand's values and strategies. So kind of just a little bit of marketing jargon here, but what caught my eye was, and it usually does on these AI tools, is the product hunt, product of the day, and the runner-up for marketing and sales product of the year. Definitely some differentiators as far as this AI tool goes, and a lot of the users and investors on it as well, or excuse me, some of the enterprises that are using it, like Microsoft, Google, and so on and so forth. The other one that stood out to me is this question here. How does Story create a brand? So again, how are these agents actually going to take our input and do something meaningful and impactful with them? And I did like the detailed answers that they gave. They write here that Story AI understands that a strong brand is the cornerstone of any successful company. It transforms your information into a comprehensive brand platform. And then this is where they kind of lay out what that platform is made up of. And they say it seamlessly integrates brand identity, mission and vision statements, values, target audience and customer personas, brand voice, and more. So they really do touch on a lot of things that you would want these brand experts or content experts to be able to bring to the table if you just were to give them your website or your URL, for instance. And it sounds like that's what this is going to be able to do for you. And before we hop over into the pricing page and go over just the pricing tiers for Story here, I thought we would just read their mission statement from their about page, which is, quote unquote, "We challenge the status quo by harnessing the power of artificial intelligence and data analytics, crafting cutting edge solutions that revolutionize brand building and content generation. Our team of passionate and creative professionals is dedicated to helping you stand out from the crowd, pushing boundaries, and making a lasting impact on your audience. Join us on this daring journey and let's create your brand story together." So a little bit jargonish there, but I do like the branding as far as Story goes and telling brand stories. I think it's a really powerful like analogy and metaphor for being able to communicate your brand's purpose and message to your users. Okay, let's hop over to the pricing page quick. The first plan that they have here, and again, they offer monthly or annual pricing. And the first plan that they have here is the Essential plan, and that starts at $9.99 a month or $99.99 per year if you go annual. And it looks like you get with that plan one set of socials. And I like how they do the tiering here for their social accounts. You basically get a set essentially you get a set of X Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest accounts. Instead of having to pay for maybe each account or per social account, they're going to give you one of each, and that's kind of what you're paying for. At the Essential tier, that first tier, you're getting one brand along with your social sets. You have 5 members, unlimited published posts, and 5 gigabytes of storage, and 50 AI-generated images. Obviously, each of those is going to go up by tier. The additional tiers are growth and professional. Growth at $20 a month, professional at $50 a month, and that's $200 and $500 annually, respectively, if you were to go annual. And again, your social sets are going to go up. You get 5 and 30, respectively in your brands and members and things that you're going to be able to store and generate, obviously, go up too. It looks like they do also have a custom enterprise plan. So if you need more capabilities or more functionality for a larger team, you can book a demo with their sales team for a custom enterprise plan. Also, they have a link to an external tool here, which they call a roadmap. And I'll just go ahead and share this for people who are watching on the video. It looks like just a place for users to ask for like feature requests and give feedback. And it looks like it's built on a platform called Canny, canny.io, C-A-N-N-Y. I haven't heard of it, but check again in the show notes for the link, and you can check out the story.canny.io as well. Okay, so that does it for just our little overview of Story today and today's episode. For tomorrow's episode, I think we're going to dive in and test it out a little bit. We're going to see what the free trial offers and how the actual user experience goes, and see if it can actually help us offload some marketing work or bring a little bit of brand strategy to us with these agents. Okay, that's also going to do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.